You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
They've just come back onto the scene after staying quiet for about two-ish years. We have Ray Leslie here on the line from Tamaki Makaurau to have a chat about their new track, Sewed Pieces, the new direction they're going in, and what 2026 might hold for them. Good morning to you, Ray. How are we?
Good morning, Zach. I'm good. How are you?
Nice. I am pretty chill. A little bit sleepy. I keep having the problem where I watch YouTube for way too long, and then I just don't go to sleep. Do you have that? Do you ever get that problem?
Oh, that was me last night. Yeah, yep. YouTube Shorts especially.
That you on the shorts?
Yeah, kind of brain rot, but you know, it's my Friday yesterday, so at the end of my work week, I'm just like, whatever. I deserve some
some slop time. Yeah. I deserve to stick my head in the trough and just get gorgeous. Yeah. It's interesting because I only use Instagram Reels for short form content because my YouTube Shorts is just full of like gun content, and I don't like that. I don't want that to be the only thing in my YouTube Shorts.
Yeah, it's kind of random, yeah. Like the algorithm for YouTube Shorts, I don't know.
It's just, weird.
I feel like Instagram is super curated for
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
But I'll just watch anything on YouTube Shorts, honestly.
What was coming up last night?
A lot of the cop TV show, I don't know what it's called, but it's like cops in LA, and it's just a bunch of like scenes from the show.
Like NCIS LA or something?
Yeah, yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
And but I fell asleep, so...
Nice. Speaking of scrolling, I had a scroll through the Light Beings in Fifth Dimension Tumblr yesterday. Very like sort of 90s cyber gothy pleasures, hip hop and hope core is how I would describe the stuff I saw there. How long have you been using Tumblr for?
Well, the Light Beings is part of our. It's a collective that I founded. 3 years ago, almost 4 years ago now, but we have graphic designer dudes that are really into the Tumblr. That's kind of crazy that you saw that. I've never been asked about our Tumblr before, which is so cool. We're not as active on it, but we definitely use that as sort of like our reference board of like inspiration. So more of a creative outlet, but so cool that you even saw that.
Is it like... is it still quite active, or is it a little bit dormant at the moment?
From memory, it's dormant, but one of our members could just be like using it for his own personal, like posting a lot of stuff. So.
Oh, cool. Cool. I also had another silly question kind of associated with the Light Beings Network. I saw there was a Mount Tongariro walk happening or something in March. Is that been, or is that currently happening?
It was then, but we had to cancel it because... we had a family emergency up and yeah, and they closed the mount that weekend as well, I believe, because someone passed away. So the whole weekend it was just like closed off. So sort of meant to be that we didn't go. But we were doing something called the Misogi Challenge, which is like you have a physical challenge, one single physical challenge that you try to do for the year as a sort of way to like push yourself. Mm-hmm. So that was our Misogi Challenge that we didn't get to complete.
Oh, damn. Well, there'll be next time. I read a piece that you wrote about expectations for 2026, and you wrote a list of ins and outs, a bucket list, which included watching Anthony Bourdain's Parts Unknown, and there's also a sort of reflection of a joy of life in that writing that we can hear on this new track, Sewed Pieces. You know, what's got you so excited about things at the moment?
I guess life. I mean, I recently changed my bio on Instagram from just Auckland rapper to life enthusiast.
Saw that.
And I think, yeah. Oh, thank you. yeah, I've super been traveling a lot recently. And I guess I did Song Hubs last year. And I feel like I had been drowning prior to that to like the algorithm and trying to be a musician on the social media front. And going into that camp, it was eye-opening because I see Ninth Wonder coming into rooms and just being super excited about the music and sharing insights about life, about his career. And I realized it was a sort of like awakening for me, I guess, on like how important passion is, and that applies to music and to life in general.
Mm.
And I guess for me, I'm just all about like having adventures now and living in the moment.
Not using your phone as
translate.
Much.
Trying to, yeah.
Trying not to be. Yeah.
Except for Thursday nights.
Short nights, I call them. My shorties.
Yeah.
In that post that I was referring to before, we'll talk about soap pieces in a second, but you mentioned about racing your cousins in a luge in Queenstown. Did you beat them in the end, or did you lose?
I did.
You
did
beat them.
Of course.
Because you said it with such confidence. You said, I'm going to beat them 1,000%. I was like, oh, man, if they lose... Bit of a blow.
Well,
to be fair,
they'd never ridden the luge before, so I was.
Oh, you had an unfair advantage.
I'm a veteran.
Yeah. The track "Sewed Pieces" that's just been released has been with you since April last year when you met it at the Ninth Wonder Song Hub, as you mentioned before, in Tamaki. It's your first release since the 2024 EP "Fantasy and Future." Now, you've mentioned that you were burnt out for quite a while after the rollout and release of that project, while you're sort of figuring out how to come more into your own musically. How did you deal with the burnout? You know, what do you avoid and what do you try to do more in that phase?
I guess for me, I'm really lucky because outside of music, I have a full-time job that sort of just takes me away from drowning in that sort
right.
of reality.
Right.
And so my job, I'm a manager at Krispy Kreme, so every day I'm just like making coffees, talking to people.
Mean.
So I guess sort of getting like perspective on the reality outside of that was helpful. And yeah, like I said earlier, doing some traveling, and I started reading. I guess I started reading, journaling a lot, and taking care of myself more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's really lovely.
I guess that.
That's good. A little bit of self-care goes a long way.
Yeah, and the Song Hubs camp as well, for sure, was definitely like, oh, energy boost.
Yeah, a lot of inspiration.
For sure.
You've mentioned that being in that room, the recording process in the studio was full of creative people who empowered you and made you feel comfortable. You know, what was the energy in there while this thing was being recorded, and why did they make you feel so empowered and comfortable in the recording process?
So for those that don't know how Song Hubs operates, you basically are in a group of people. You come to this writer's camp and they have 3 or 4 studios, and each day there's a lead artist. And so it was my first ever Song Hubs. There were artists that were much bigger than me. And so I knew I only had like one day if I was ever going to be a lead artist. So I came into that day saying, this could be like my one chance to do something of this magnitude.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like Ubering there and thinking about, okay, I'd really need to like step up and take charge. And so I got put in a room with Moana, Brandon, and Becca. And it helped that the day before we had all just been like eating lunch together, eating dinner, like having conversations. And so you kind of sense the energy from those three that I was in a room with, that these are people of like light and that they're really wonderful people beyond just being super talented. So I felt super comfortable at the start of the day to be like, this is my vision. This is the kind of thing I want to do. And I was lucky that there was like no ego in the room. So they just let me like do my thing, and they just helped out where they needed and not take too much space, if that makes sense. So I felt like
they facilitated.
We
they didn't
state.
Like direct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And it was just like super flow state. We finished the song, I think, like so much earlier than everybody else, and so the rest of the day we were just like vibing and like listening to music,
dancing,
so cool.
Having fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's so sweet. I was wondering, what is the track features Becca Armani? Are they on production or are they featured? Because I couldn't quite make out their contribution.
Featured. She's the singer.
She's the singer.
Yeah, that's
all right.
Not me, unfortunately.
So she's on the chorus.
She's on the chorus in the pre-chorus,
right.
In the second verse. Yeah.
I was wondering that. And in the video, it's, I think you were lip-syncing it. I was like, whoa, that's crazy. Rapper and singer. Oh, my gosh.
No, I wish.
Oh, man.
I can't take too much credit.
Oh, well, there's always more talents to learn, eh? In a recent corridor on BFM's, I think it's Wallau, I'm not too sure how to pronounce that, you said that you'd be drawing from, I guess, your Filipino whakapapa and culture with the new series of releases whenever you plan on releasing an EP. Are there any particular musical styles from there that you want to work with? You know, have you thought about maybe doing a little Budots sort of moment now that you're in the electronic-y, housey lane?
Oh, you know, I still need to do a lot more exploring, but I have a friend, a Filipino friend, who's a DJ, and she just sent me a bunch of SoundCloud links the other day, actually, that I need to get through of, like, that house scene in Manila and Cebu that's, like, rising. And I had a preview the other day, and I was like, oh, this stuff is really good. And 100%, I think I still need to do more exploring, but I'd love to take influence of what they're doing in that scene right now. So inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely do, like, more, like, guitar stuff as well, because that's very Filipino-esque.
Mm.
So,
and you kind of know how to play guitar, right?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I can't read tabs,
but the chords, yeah.
Mm. I read that on a thing is a New Zealand musician profile, and you also were going to learn piano as a kid, but that didn't end up happening.
I did for like a year and a bit, but my piano teacher was so strict, I was so scared, and I was I can't do piano anymore.
Yeah.
I feel like that's like a typical story.
And that's the worst kind of thing that can happen. Someone puts you off doing something because they make it unfun. Like, that's so shitty. But anyway, you've maybe got an EP, maybe dropping before the year's end. Are you going to be as hardcore with the rollout as you were for Fantasy in Future? You know, with tons of videos, reels and shows. Or are you going to be relatively chill?
Probably even more.
Probably even more hardcore.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, the root to my burnout, I think, was just like I was disorganized and I didn't balance my life properly. And I feel like I know how to do that now, and I have a better structure in place, more organized team. We sort of know what to do. Mm. Whereas I was sort of like not delegating, and then like last minute, we have to do this, and this. But I feel like we've got things sort of figured out now. And yeah, even with Fantasy and Future, the rollout, I don't feel like I was going 100%. Maybe I was going 75%. So this year, I'll definitely be doing 100%.
Cool. That's awesome. Also, one last quick question. I did read on your website something about going to New York. Determined to go to New York. Yeah, New York bound. Mm-hmm. Is that on the cards for 2026?
Oh, I mean, if the universe is very kind to me, but at some point, eventually, you know, this is a long journey that I'm on. And so not rushing anything, but that's the place that I want to end up at. Maybe not right now with everything that's going on, super scary vibes, maybe after everything settles down, I'd love to go there and make a name for myself in the Big Apple.
Mm-hmm. And with Mamdani, you know, it seems like it's a little bit more sheltered than some of the other places around the country, but still, America's in a very ugly place right now. Anyway, thank you for coming on the program. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Oh, no, serious, man. Do you have any final thoughts, words, opinions for our lovely listeners out there?
Yeah, guys, life is super exciting, and there's no time other than the present. The past is already past, and the future is just a fantasy, and it's imaginary. And so make the most of this very second right here. This is probably the best interview I've done, by the way, Zach. Oh. So huge, huge kudos to you for doing your research.
Thank you very much.
Knowing all these things. I'm like so shocked and grateful. But thanks for having me on, and this has been so lovely.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much, Ray. I appreciate it. And I can't wait to hear more from you in 2026. This song it's going to be on high rotation. I'll say that much.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you
so
much. I love
it. Yeah, thank you.
Cheers, Doc. All right, folks. That was Ray Leslie from Tamaki Makaurau. We're talking to Ray about their latest track, Sewed Pieces, featuring Becca Amani. You are listening to The One. At 10, we'll have a lovely kororo with some folks from the band Marsha, who are playing at Pearl Diver this Hature Saturday. Here is Ray Leslie with Sewed Pieces. You're listening to The One. Keep it freaking locked. Bye.
I don't wanna be in my bag, showing no emotion when I wanna just dance. Girlfriend got me on my toes, I stand my big dog, confidence getting out of hand. I get there, say what's up, it's been fried and the crowd go wild, same vibes as 09. Game 5 getting knocked out like my teeth, my dental cost ain't price with my feet. Whip get toe, pick picks with my feet, I crawl home, it's no shame, a new day. Powered by the solar, I'm blessed, don't be around bushes if I'm needing their breath. Distracted by the internet, calling my friends, like where are we headed to, a whole bunch, stress for the crew, so good.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.